Welcome to 101.5 FM Studio. Superintendent John Hallam of Moreton Police District. Now you're monitoring and advising on the situation with the pandemic. What's the latest?
Queensland has had a total of 1,329 COVID-19 cases. 1,311 people have recovered, and sadly, six Queenslanders have lost their lives to the virus. Australia has experienced over 28,965 cases, with 25,486 people recovering and 909 deaths. Worldwide, there has been more than 114 million people infected with the virus and over 2.52 million deaths. Over 1,953,278 COVID-19 tests have been conducted in Queensland since testing began. Testing diagnoses patients with COVID-19 and helps health authorities monitor and track the spread of the virus. Early diagnosis means you can get the help you need and take the steps to avoid spreading the virus to someone else. As of 6 p.m. on the 24th of February, New Zealand is no longer a safe travel zone country. Anyone from New Zealand who travels to Australia will need to quarantine for 14 days in government-arranged accommodation at their own expense. COVID-19 vaccinations have begun in Australia. To tell people when they can get the vaccine, the federal government has developed the COVID-19 vaccine eligibility checker. For more information on the vaccine rollout and links to the vaccine eligibility checker, go to the Commonwealth Department of Health website at www.health.gov.au. Whether you are in a priority group to receive the vaccine or not, the best thing you can do is to continue to be COVID safe. If you're unsure of the chosen directions, have a look at the Queensland Health website. The Chief Health Officer continues to encourage all Queenslanders to keep a mask handy for times when they are not able to socially distance. Good personal hygiene and social distancing is still the gold standard response to combat the spread of COVID-19. Remember, it's very important to wash your hands often and properly with soap and water and use alcohol-based rubs. Practice social distancing. This means stay at home if you are sick. Keep 1.5 metres away from others as much as possible. Avoid shaking hands, kissing or hugging others. Also, if you're in a situation where you can't keep a safe distance from others, consider using a face mask or go somewhere else where social distancing is achievable. Also remember, if you have a fever, cough, sore throat, shortness of breath, runny nose, fatigue or a loss of taste or smell, no matter how mild, please get tested. Other symptoms people are experiencing include muscle and joint pain, diarrhea, nausea and vomiting, and a loss of appetite. If you have any of these symptoms, please get tested. Please do not become complacent. As I've said before, this is a marathon, not a sprint, and we need to continue the good work to protect the lives of people we don't even know.
And we thank you, Superintendent John Hallam of Moreton Police District, for keeping us informed and updated and connected on 101.5.